You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Out the mud with my brothers, we came from the gutter, me and my bros. Cause what good is getting that money if you can't get it with your buddies, you can't get it with your cousins. A lot of them dipping, they quit in a hurry. I'm sipping that muddy with all of my day ones, conversation celebrations. They try to emulate like an emulate how we laid the foundations. New crib, well that's me. New whip, well that's me. Who's this, well that's me. Who you with, well that's team. Anything you need,
anything you need,
that's on me,
that's on me.
Everything you see,
everything you see,
that's on me,
that's on me.
Anything you please,
anything you please,
that's on me,
that's on me.
Everything you see,
everything you see,
that's on me.
I'm tryna get that bag still. Dad tryna get that bag still. In these streets and on stage, you ain't quit. Even when I get birthed on my hands filled. My bird tryna move that zip like a spider. All right, all gotta eat, all gotta earn. Road to the rich look nice, but you find out, huh? More money mean more money burned. That's standard, standard. In the CA pack just landed, not handed. Gotta get yours, never brag about another man's. And it gets forced of your hands, touch another bag. White residue on the pay wave. Tuesday payday and I'm loud. Another week getting by in the AK. Sunday zero in the count, but still I'm a shopper.
Anything you need,
anything you need,
that's on me,
that's on me.
Everything you see,
everything you see,
that's on me,
that's on me.
Anything you please,
anything you please,
that's on me,
that's on me.
Everything you see,
everything you see,
that's on me. We planted the seeds 10 years ago. 10 years from now, we'll have 10 more to go. Kept on the ground, all 10 of my toes. I watered the roots, I intended to grow. Never can be too careful when you get rich up white like Virgil. Money circulate inside of my circle. It's my turn for the cream, no curdle. Going from ball to ball with no hurdle. Shouts for your company with no turtle. My CBGG with the referral. One phone call, get washed like personal. Another leaf in my journal. Tee up the green, no herbal. One more round, put that on me. Anything you need,
anything you need,
that's on me,
that's on me.
Everything you see,
everything you see,
that's on me,
that's on me.
Anything you please,
anything you please,
that's on me,
that's on me.
Everything you see,
everything you see,
that's on me,
that's on me.
Alien has on C, alien has on T, Milton has on Dix, alien has on Riz, alien has AP, alien has Spooky. Hey, and that's homies. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Diggy Dupe, of course, with That's Team featuring AP, and we've got Diggy on the line. Kia ora, how are you?
Oh, good morning.
Hey, it's so awesome to chat to you because your album is out today. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
It's That's Me, That's Team, which is kind of a nice synchronicity with that track we just listened to there. How are you feeling about having it out in the world, Diggy?
Man, I'm kind of like relieved, eh? Well, it's like the weight's like kind of off my shoulders, like it feels like that.
It's a pretty special thing to be able to have an album come out that not only is like a huge testament to all the amazing work that you do, but that is very much a testament to the people you work with and your friends and your community. Does it kind of feel like a bit of a group effort to get an album like this across the line?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, that's why I called it that. Like, that's me, that's team. It just means that, like, it's bigger than myself. And it's more about the people that I'm with and the people that I'm growing with at the same time. So yeah, like, it's a win for all of us.
Did you feel when you started this record that you kind of knew that was what was going to be the through line? Or is that just kind of naturally what happened? You sort of looked back on all the stuff you've made and you thought, hang on, this is actually about all these people as well.
Yeah, I think that's just the core values that we all have naturally, you know? And then as we work through the process of making music, it just starts to shine through, and then that becomes the common denominator for everything. So I thought it was nice just to pay credit to everybody that's been involved. And man, I'm just stoked that I managed to get the people that I did in. Like, and I feel like everyone, there's a piece of someone in their album. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah. There's some pretty awesome collabs you've got on here. Obviously, AP was on that last track. You've got Rizvan Swidditz on a song with you. You've got Red Rosé, and you've also got Youngness Ikinofo. And I'm really kind of interested, have these been people that you've like been with since Day Dot, or have they kind of all been people you've sort of gravitated towards as you've been making music over the years, Diggy?
Oh, yeah, and yeah, at the same time, like, Red and Ness, those two are like my family. Like, we've grown up together, and we started together. So I felt like it was only right that they were a part of this project, just to show like where I've come from and where we've all come from, and also to pay respects to, I don't know, just the boys that I've hung around, and that. Because I mean, to me, like, loyalty is means a lot to me. So I kind of like pay it forward by, you know, showing people like, yo, I'll get you on a song for this. So I for Youngness, I told him like years ago, like, bro, I need to get you on a track, just you, just because he's such a star, but he's such a, like, these unknown gems that you'll never know were so talented at writing. And he was supposed to be on Island Time, but he didn't make it in time, so he was actually late for it, funny enough. So yeah, I told him, like, don't worry, I got you on the next one. And I'm glad he got to be on this one instead, because it means a bit more.
So with the kind of difference between this album and Island Time, do you see them as like a progression? Is this a progression from Island Time? Is it sort of like finishing off ideas you were thinking about in Island Time, or is it a completely different thing?
I think it was kind of the end of Island Time, because that's when I started writing everything. I felt like I needed to go somewhere different from KOTSC and Island Time, but at the same time stay true to the essence of what I'm about, which is the stories and the themes. So I tried to venture out but not too far, you know? So it's something new, but at the same time it's something familiar. Because you don't want to be that guy that like reaches way out the gate, and then the people that know you for the longest are like, bro, that's not even you. Like, what are you up to? But at the same time, I want to try and do something different, because that's what we're trying to do as creatives.
Yeah,
it's trying to like push that mark a bit further, like just bit by bit, like tweaking little one percenters. That came through with having different producers on the project, because it brings out, you know, different energy and different ideas, and brings a new whole perspective to how I create songs.
You write about quite a lot of really personal stuff. I was thinking back to when we spoke to you about CT&T, when that came out, and you kind of talk a little bit about the impact of gambling on people in your community, but also, you know, how you sort of grown up around a bit of that as well. And you don't sing about it rap about it in like a bleak way or anything. It's kind of a matter of fact way, but there is a kind of honesty in some of those tracks that is pretty refreshing to listen to. How do you know when a thought becomes a track for you, Diggy?
I guess when I've fully conveyed what I want to say, and I've kind of got this thing fully off my chest. So that's when I know it's like, you know, when I'm venting, because that's all I'm doing at the end of the day. I'm just venting with a pen and like yelling at the mic. Like, people think, like, oh man, you're so deep, blah, blah, blah. But to be honest, man, I'm just like, bro. At the time, I was probably just mad because I was broke.
Yeah.
And I was like, writing away. And the next thing you know, I got a song that's like pretty powerful. I don't know. Like, it's one of those things, you know, like, as a creative, you just go down the rabbit hole and then next thing you know, you come out with a song.
Yeah. And I think that's maybe what also helps people really connect with stuff as well, is because they kind of hear the honesty in that and they go, yeah, I completely relate to that. That's something I've lived through, or I've seen my mates live through. And maybe that's where that kind of connection often happens for listeners as well. Have you had some cool responses from the singles? Excuse me, the singles you've had out so far. And also, what do your mates think of this record?
I'm surprised that, well, I'm not surprised, but I'm kind of glad that people are, the way that they responded to Cup of Tea and Toast is like, they can relate that as well, because they've been in those shoes and they've had those brick kind of breakfasts and afternoon teas. And also, that's me, that's team. I feel like everyone can relate to it, because as you know, human beings, we always want to be social, we always want to be a part of something. So it's kind of like, you know, everyone says that tagline now, like, yo, that's me, that's team, blah blah blah.
Have you found,
that's pretty cool,
have you found isolation kind of hard for not having, like, I guess, that physical access to your friends? Has that been something you've found a bit difficult over the last couple of months?
Oh man, it's been crazy, eh? Like, well, we've talked since Gekke Boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Since the very first day of lockdown. So you've been through this. You've been with us from, like, day dot.
We've been on the journey together, Diggy.
Yeah, now we're finally here. And I mean, like, this album has gone through, like, the whole of lockdown, the whole of coronavirus. And it's come out of it, like, all good. So I'm glad, eh? But it has been tough. And this time round has been pretty tricky, especially like we have like tour dates and stuff going on. But hopefully, I mean, gladly enough, that the way that things are going, the dates are still in place. There's a few changes for the big ones, but it's nothing too crazy. So yeah, I'll still be out there, and like, I can't wait to perform, eh? Because all I've been doing is just like running all day and shit. So like, I'm kind of ready to like get out there on the stage and do something different other than run the streets.
Hey, well, we're going to play Hype, which has got an awesome new video attached to it. Do you want to just tell us a little bit about this video and a little bit about this track as well, Diggy?
Oh, yeah. So Hype was produced by the bro SFT. He's a part of 9to5ers and all that. It's just about consumerism and being shallow with your material purchases. I mean, I did see TNT speaking about the money problems that my family have, so I had to turn it around and point it back on me. So Hype Sheep is pretty much the bad spending habits that I have. And just the way that people buy things in order to think that they can have a false sense of status in society.
I think a lot of people can probably relate to that track.
I mean, like, I'm still buying like shoes for no reason and whatnot, but I'll learn.
Lockdown spending therapy. I think that's a big mood.
Definitely.
For a lot of people.
Yeah.
Hey, Diggy, it's an absolute pleasure, as per usual, to have a chat about some awesome new music, a whole record. That's Me, That's Team, which is out today. And we will cross our fingers and hopefully see you in a gig very, very soon. And
thanks, Rachel.
Looking forward to it.
See ya.
This is Hype. Oh, well, that's a good old face jacket, baby. My shoes, baby. See them checkers, sippy, hundred pound chest, baby. This LV. It's crazy lately, I've been feeling like $1 million. Still, I gotta get up and get it. So expensive, all of these minor problems, phone bill is overdue. My phone getting older too, I'm persuaded to go granted. Always gotta step dated, I'm taking in these latest trends. Ay, I break the bank and then I make the
amends and do a steady, and I'm living like hands in mouth. I still live in my family house, I still sleep on my granny couch. But I ain't got no hand-me-downs, man, who cares if I can't afford it? I bought it cause Rocky wore it, bootlegged just like guitar. And I swore it was Michael Jordan and Porter Polo, Ralph Lauren, Gomez. I swear it's authentic, I never regret it, I never get credit for the flexing that I do. She ain't even seen my shows, she know that I think I'm cool. She think I'm a fucking fool. Monkey see, monkey do, monkey in a monkey suit. Stepping brands on my body cause I'm always on that boat. Hype shit.
You hype shit, yeah, you hype shit, yeah. 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 You hype shit, yeah, you hype shit.
It's crazy lately, I've been feeling like a shit squallow. No one pile of too many noodles cause I'm frugal and man, I owe my mama due to these multiple loans. Banks always calling my phone, knocking my door on my home, acting like I'm always gone. Great clouds and overcast, even my PayPal's in overdraft. I'm getting weighed down, overloaded carts. Until I'm face down, I pay him no regard. Another item in the cart, once again I'm caught. And post some purchases cause I heard of it in a song. Gucci strap, Gucci rag, Gucci bag, Gucci ring, Gucci bands, Gucci every fucking thing. I don't ever fucking change, broke boy with an expensive taste. I never hesitate to cop the freshest leather J's in every colorway. Monkey see, monkey do, monkey in the monkey suit. Stepping brands on my body cause I'm always on that ball. Hype shit.
You hype shit, yeah, you hype shit, yeah. You hype shit, yeah, you hype shit, yeah. You hype shit, yeah, you hype shit, yeah. You hype shit, yeah, you hype shit. You hype shit, yeah, you hype shit, yeah. You hype shit, yeah, you hype shit, yeah. You hype shit, yeah, you hype shit, yeah. You hype shit, yeah, you hype shit, yeah.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.